FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Our friend Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation, who, just like us, is working on President's Day. Hans, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks.
Everything's fine here, except, of course, this outrage over the National Emergency Declaration. You wrote a piece on this weekend that I thought was interesting, that you sort of feel like the president was forced into this.
Well, I think he was. Look, anybody who says we don't have a crisis at the border is detached from reality. I mean, the president's pointed out the huge numbers of aliens who are crossing over the border every day, the migrant caravan, something we haven't seen before, the drugs pouring across the border. I mean, it is a crisis. So what do we do about it? Well, Congress said, We don't want to do anything about it, and that bill they just passed gave them enough money to put in 55 miles more of fencing, which is nothing in comparison to the huge holes that exist all along that 2,000-mile border.
Right. Yeah. It's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
It's the 55 miles is a drop in the bucket, and quite frankly, even if he managed to come up with a total of $8 billion between the emergency declaration, moving some stuff over from the military, and the $1.37 billion they gave him, I said earlier that in any other budget year, this would be a rounding error.
Right. I mean, that is true. It's just so strange the way the Democrats have just settle on this policy that they don't want to do anything about this problem. But look, here's the other thing that's wrong. You know, all the talk shows are just outraged, claiming that the president's acting illegally and acting like a dictator. No, sorry, that's wrong too. He acted under a federal law, the National Emergencies Act, passed in the 1970s. There have been almost 60 national emergencies declared by prior presidents, including, I think, almost a dozen by Obama. I don't seem to recall anybody making those kind of claims of outrage, you know, when Obama did it. And second, he's acting specifically under a federal statute that deals with military construction funds.
Right.
And that same fund also, monies there were redirected by both George Bush and Barack Obama numerous times during their presidency. So it's not unprecedented at all.
Well, it's also a matter of priority. The focus here seems to be on the fact that he's trying to do something that Congress is expressly trying to keep him from doing in terms of the appropriation. He asked for the money. They declined to provide it. As commander-in-chief, doesn't he have a commitment to answer things or address things that he perceives to be a threat to the nation?
He does, and in fact, Congress gave him the authority to do that with that particular fund that he's citing, the Military Construction Fund of DOD. It specifically says in that law that the president can redirect that money if he believes it's needed to support the armed forces. And he's saying we've got to send the military to the border to help stop the flow of drugs and human smugglers and sex traffickers across the border.
Yeah. Hans, what are the odds? Let me rephrase that question. I know this is going to get challenged in court.
Right.
Is this something that one of those cases the Supreme Court would be more likely to address more quickly than making it drag its way all the way through the lower court process?
Yes, I think so. And I think this situation is going to be just like the travel ban. Remember, when the president suspended the entry of aliens from certain terrorist safe havens, you know, there were all these liberal judges all across the country issued injunctions against him, ignoring the fact that prior presidents had done this. When it got to the U.S. Supreme Court, who won? The president won and all of these other states lost. I think this will probably be similar to that.
Right. And you know, as Stephen Miller pointed out this weekend, if Congress is unhappy with the authority it gave to the president to do this, it could choose to go back and address that law, correct?
Exactly. The National Emergencies Act has a provision in it that says that if Congress wants to end a national emergency declared by the president under that law, all they have to do is pass a concurrent resolution, and boom, it's over.
Wow. Well, there you go. We'll stand by and wait for that to be introduced, if it hasn't been already, because I can see it coming. Hans, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for working on the holiday.
Sure thing.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Hans von Spakovsky.